Are you ready to get out of your head and into the heart? Into the heart space, an intentional space for deep diving, heartfelt conversations, spiritual discussion, and conscious raising content. I'm Kelly Keefe, and I'm so grateful to be here creating with you all. So let's get cozy into our hearts and rise together once again. Hey friends. So I was on a catch-up call with a client, well, now previous client. We ended our container 2 weeks ago. And so we were just doing a catch-up call, and we really opened a space for me to share a little bit more of also what's going on in my life. Because, you know, I share a little bit when I'm working one-on-one with someone, but of course the main focus is on their experience and their life. And me simply applying stories and experiences from my life that will be helpful and relevant in that moment for them. But we really opened a space for me to be able to share more of the scoop and more of a full scope of what I'm going through in my life right now. And the feedback that she shared of how much it was resonating with her, and in different ways it was also supporting her, it really affirmed to me to share a bit more of, you know, this inside scoop of me, really going back into the heart space, you know, what the intention of this podcast, you know, has always been and what I wanted to continue to be. As I'm growing and evolving, and so much is changing, and I'll share a bit more about that as we go through this podcast, I'm realizing that maybe it was a protection barrier, maybe it was my own blind spot, maybe, I don't know, or maybe it was just what it was supposed to be, but there's always been an element of not sharing a little bit more like the inside scoop of the experience I'm having as a human in building the things I'm building, or the changes and the shifts, and really sharing more of, you know, into the heart space, into my world. There's a podcast that I listen to of Tim Ross, and it's called The Basement. And I really resonate a lot with that, where, and maybe that's also been supporting me in embracing even further the power of our vulnerability and keeping it real. You know, we're all humans on this journey doing the best we can. And we've come with soul curriculum of things for us to work through and to get to grow through. And I want to be able to share more of my process and the things that I'm learning and moving through as I'm growing and evolving alongside who I was when I started this podcast. You know, oh geez, I'd have to scroll back and look and see when we launched the first episode. But even prior to launching this live, I started recording episodes, I think in 2017 or 2018, and then my fear of putting it out there and using my voice and all those fun things that I got to, you know, start to move through, that's still an endless process, you know. I've evolved. I've changed numerous times since then, and it feels fruitful to begin to share a bit more, a lot more of that space. And something I'm still sitting with is if we start a new podcast, if we branch off and leave this one be and let it birth, and I still don't have the answer. So we're just going to leave it here. Because I do appreciate all those who do tune in and are listening. My ask would be to just put like a rating on it or put a comment. It just supports in, you know, having others who need these messages find it. Also supports in my prayer request to high above is to also receive feedback on the physical plane here that supports us in knowing if this is supportive or if going another direction of the medium of putting this out there is there. So I just wanted to put that ask out there vulnerably, doing the damn thing. So a little quick drop in of things that are going on in my life that are really exciting, that again is promoting this vast evolution of my being. So, oh geez, where do we even start? I am not living full-time in Costa Rica anymore. Those of you may know this, you may not know this. Again, this is interesting where I'm like, how much of life have I actually been sharing in the world? Because I am a very private person, to be honest. I love humans and I'll kick it and I'll go deep when I'm with people, but I'm very at peace of being a very reserved human. And I feel I'm being asked to put it out there a little bit more. So the summer of 2021, I guess that was, I thought I was going back to the United States for a wedding. And that I told everyone in my family in Costa Rica, soul family, that, you know, I was going to go, I'm going to wrap up stuff in New York and I'm out of there and I'll be right back. And that was not what God had in plan for me. I ended up staying much longer. I ended up going to California. I arrived there on a Friday. I woke up Sunday morning, found out that Guru Jagat had transcended her body. That led me going to her funeral. I'm so grateful that I had the retreat I did in California that made us that I was geographically there to be able to be a part of the transcendence ceremony. And I spent time grieving and processing in California. And the journey continued, where it's been short trips to Costa Rica, bringing in a client there for a private retreat or just my own little tap in and tune in. And a lot of dynamics within the country have been shifting. They're all, you know, evolving. There's all so much love and healthy relationships, and some, you know, growing stronger, some that have dwindled, you know, all the things that is life. But I've been stateside really building roots more in New York and Austin with splashes of Florida. The heart space has been growing. I'm really emphasizing a lot more of the work in subconscious rewiring and neuro-linguistic programming and that transformational coaching where the results are so powerful and just like it jazzes me up. So I'm doing the group programs and the one-on-one, but as I've been evolving and my love for words, my loquacious nature, and I understand how important it is, that's more resonant with me right now. And it's an interesting process on top of all the other things going on that I'll touch on, to be allowing myself to take on new ventures, new expressions, new ways of service, knowing that means that other parts of me that fueled me like no other are shifting as well. And I don't know if that's going to be forever. I mean, nothing's forever. I don't know if it's a season. I don't know if, you know, this is laid to rest. I don't know. But I've been really, the team has grown. We have a small team of amazing women who support me. I've surrendered to the guidance of mentors for years of, you know, building a team and delegating. And it just brings so much life to things. So that's been going. Is something that we were discussing on the call in particular that is the exact same theme though of I'm changing parts of my dreams are making manifest, and as a result, parts of me that were me are fading. Well, as we were talking, I had a novel that I wrote in 2016 that I began to shop to publishers in 2020, maybe. It must have been 2020. I started to put it out there to get picked up by a publishing house. The childhood dream was to be a writer. Also to be a comedian and a fashion designer and a teacher. So I'm working on all of them. But but the space of, I was like, the book's good. You know, it mused through me in 2016 in a month. And then let it sit for years. A mentor advised me, then edited and moved forward. So anywho, so Pegasus Publishing picked up the novel. I actually pinched myself because I was like, maybe I'm lucid dreaming. So I have been in this process for this novel coming out to major bookstores, international libraries, and really putting it out there for a little over a year now, which has been teaching me so much of the traditional publishing process and collaborating with people who have no emotional attachment to this work. They're purely, you know, looking at the numbers, this and that, which I'm very grateful for. And 3 weeks ago, maybe, time and I, it's fickle, but I signed off on the version of the book that will reach shelves on the interior. We're still working on the cover. We're working on the launch date and the marketing, but I've been reaching out to Barnes & Noble stores in New York. The story takes place in New York, so that's going to be the main focus for the launch, but of course, we're going to go in the UK and the US and different areas of discussing doing the book signings and the events. And it's really exciting. Like, there's parts of me that I'm still like, this is really happening. And I don't know what the results will be. It could be a flop for all I know. I don't think it's going to be, but it could. I don't know. And that's okay. But what's been interesting was signing off on the, yes, this will be the book, and then sharing it with family, celebrating that moment, sharing with some close friends in time, sharing it on social media, but first keeping it with my smaller circles. And I went through a moment of like bliss, and then I had all of these symptoms of grief come up. And I didn't judge it. I'm grateful to see that I'm, you know, embodied in the way of getting curious about the emotions. Part of me was like, listen, this is exciting. Like, why are we responding this way? I don't have to actually understand why. It'll be a hypothetical. But then it actually started to come to me. There's symptoms of grief because I was grieving. By fully stepping in and adding this piece of author, you know, fiction author, preparing these book launches and these signings and really embarking on whatever this path will be, there was a piece of me, that identity of everything that was me other than having that piece and what opens when I do this, died. And so I grieved. And I let myself be with it and got curious. And it's so interesting to see myself growing more and more comfortable with grief, the more and more I'm evolving and growing and stepping into these bigger manifestations and really taking steps in the physical and staying deeply devoted to my spiritual practices. My connection with God is stronger than ever. And to witness as evolutions happen, that grief must happen. Because one of the interesting things for me is, okay, I'm becoming more like, you know, let's go higher self, that ideal version, or those dreams that I have, that version of me that will bring even more fulfillment and brings my dreams come true. And the kicker of it, though, is that as new expressions of life and versions of myself come online, there must be endings to parts as well. And I'll speak on my own experience. I don't get to choose what parts stay and what parts go. And so it's this interesting space of, I know where I'm heading in some ways. In other ways, I don't. You know, there's always a possibility. This book takes off and it leads to another thing, and it starts a whole nother journey. Or tomorrow I could meet this person. And like, I don't know. But what I do know is that there's something new opening, and the book is just one of the things. You know, the company's growing. We're talking more about a few new ventures that I'll talk about when they earth a little bit more, because I've learned over the years, you know, creations need to be at a certain point of being anchored in and manifested before you start sharing with, you know, a vast audience, because you just want to keep that potency. I'll talk a little bit about the Rotary. I have a full update here because it's all the same theme. I don't want to push an open door. Fun fact, I was using the saying, beat a dead horse, for a little while, and that I don't like it. I really don't like it. And there was like 3 times in 1 week I was in meetings and I kept almost saying it and saying I needed to find a new phrase. So I researched other phrases similar for that concept, and push an open door feels really good. So we're going with that. So if you use that other phrase, you're like, I really love something a little bit more positive in my life, and that imagery, push an open door is a great one. I don't want to push an open door. I want to just kind of share what's been going on in my world, where the reach is larger, the projects are larger, the leadership is growing. And so my role in many different dynamics are growing. And I hope that's with this as well, you know, to be a support. We're all growing and evolving, and we're all meant to do really big things. And God is good and moving me in really big ways. And I hope that this can support someone who's going through transition as well and learning how to follow their heart and listen to the will of God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as things are changing in my world, things are growing, right? Things are also dying off. And it's a really interesting, like, I feel like I don't know if I've ever truly grasped and like had the visceral experience of the Hanged Man card in the tarot as much as I feel right now, where things are good and things are moving. Our calendar, like the speaking opportunities, the podcast are growing. The book's about to come out. Our International Rotary Club, I helped found and the VP of, we just chartered today. Right, I found this out right after my call with this previous client. So things are moving. Yet at the same time, I'm noticing other aspects of the way I was serving, the things that lit me up, you know, the call to move this and that, and relationships shifting and changing. There's a lot moving. And once the dust settles, I don't know. I trust. I feel deeply supported. I'm showing up and taking inspired actions. And like, life's getting really cool. I'm not going to lie. Like, life's pretty cool. And I'm very curious. I'm excited for what's to come. Yet also simultaneously finding this need to hold these deep pockets of grief, as it's there's a birth of one thing, simultaneously the grief happening of another, the Ouroboros at its finest, just continuing to evolve and change itself. So I just wanted to put this out here. I hope it's helpful. I know it's helpful for me to embrace sharing a bit more of the journey and the different aspects of the journey that are playing. And I'll do my best to share more of the inside scoop of these processes of, you know, chartering an international, you know, humanitarian organization and traditional publishing, and be sharing more of how the novel launch is going and growing the business and some speaking opportunities. My intention there is to share some codes on how to step into those games if you're wanting to. And just a reminder, we can do hard things. All of this has been like really anchoring in, and high probability that they're synonymous, where in January, I got really committed to pausing for a moment, cleaning house, cleaning my emotional house, getting back into my physical body, the drastic change from Costa Rica to the US, I put on a lot of weight real fast. And like, just, it goes to show the quality of the food and the air and the stress and everything. It's crazy. And I do miss my Pura Vida lifestyle, but I'm getting back to it here stateside in this moment, you know, my running and this and that. And so all of this has been happening while also having a deep homecoming to self and getting to go into that, into the cave of my being. And I'm excited to share more from my heart space of this journey and looking forward to receiving the clarity of if it's through this channel to continue sharing this in this way, or if there's a new to come. And if you find this or any of the previous episodes are helpful for you, share with somebody. You know, there's incredible interviews with amazing humans that have taken place over the years. And, you know, time, what is time? No, but really, there may be something to follow your intuition and tune into an episode from previous that hits right now. They were some pretty advanced and far out conversations with many of the guests that I feel actually was priming us for these times where the collective is more in a space ready for it. I was speaking at a women's empowerment event last week, and I asked the group, you know, it was a decent size, you know, a turnout of women. And I said, you know, who here is familiar with what Reiki is? And every single person was. And I said to them as well, and I was just like, wow, we're really here. When I began my journey with Reiki, no one knew what Reiki was. That's not true. Not nobody. But it was not a common thing among the collective. And so I just want to give kudos to all of us. Kudos to all of us for evolving and opening up and staying dedicated and doing the work and speaking boldly and sharing our truths. And, you know, this is why we're here, you know. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. And please let me know if you want to, if this resonates with you. I'd appreciate just clicking follow. If it feels good, leave a comment on it. Share an episode with a friend. And with that, we'll leave it be. From my heart to yours, stay blessed. Sat Nam. All right, Starshines, that wraps up another episode of Into the Heart Space. As always, thank you for your presence and for your love and for being all that you are. For more information about what we're up to, if you want to explore working more with me one-on-one, whether that's Reiki healing, learning Reiki, or exploring any of the other, you know, higher consciousness content that's being pumped out there, feel free to check out at heartspace.co or come over and say hello to me personally on Instagram at I am Kelly Keefe. I will see you next time. And as always, be you, be true, and stay beautiful. I love you so, so, so much. Ciao, ciao.